Well, I got a nice letter yesterday from a Barbara Mulligan, no relation to me that I know of. And she wrote in on the back of a conversation we're having about radio stars of the past. Barbara is vice chair of the group Friends of Karori Cemetery, which runs tours of the cemetery. She describes herself as, quote, a mad cemetery woman, or more politely, a taphophile, which is a tombstone tourist. And Barbara joins me now. Hi, Barbara.
Hello, Jesse. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you as well. As soon as I saw your email, I knew we had to get you on. How did you get interested in this?
Jesse, proximity has a great deal to do with a lot of things in life, does it not? As I'm talking to you, I've got my eye on one of the cemetery, Karori Cemetery technicians, groundsmen, working, doing the mowing. I live right next door to Karori Cemetery, which incidentally is in the suburb of Karori in Wellington, for those who live in other parts of the country.
A big suburb of Karori, and
Yes. So living right next door to it makes it, of course, very accessible.
people might wonder what there is to tour in a cemetery. Can you give us a bit of an idea?
Cemeteries are absolutely full of the stories of people's lives. People fall into two categories, I think. Those who will never go into a cemetery because they're terrified, or they just think it's a bit scary, or that it's full of dead people, which is true. And those who, like me, enjoy a cemetery for its tranquility, its peaceful environment, and because there are lives about people under every gravestone. And, that ranges from the famous to the infamous and the great and good through to very ordinary people. Every time you start to research who lies in this grave, even if the name is Sarah Smith or, John Brown, it turns into something that has complexities and other elements. So nobody's life is completely straightforward. And cemeteries capture all of that, obviously. And people don't leave once they've been interred. So, they stay put.
Can you
And
tell us
they
about some of
therefore
your
represent a huge amount of history of our nation and important events that have happened, important people, all sorts of things. There's an enormous amount of heritage value in cemeteries these days,
Yeah,
particularly
history
the
is
older
told
ones.
through the lives of people. Can you tell us a couple of your favourite spots to linger in Karori Cemetery?
Oh, well, there are so many. It is, after all, the second biggest cemetery in New Zealand. It covers 100 acres. The largest by size is Waikemetī in Auckland, which is just, compared to Karori, huge. And there have been over 85,500 people interred here. So, we're never at a loss for more stories to find, more people to research, more things to look at, more things to tell people about. I find it really difficult to decide on my favourites. My favourite headstone is probably the deeply sculpted kauri tree that is on the plot of what's his name, Hutchins, who was an imperial forester who was writing a report about New Zealand forests in 1920, I think, when he happened to die here. So that's an extraordinary artifact. Aunt
You
Daisy,
mentioned
I
a couple
love
to
her.
me, and yeah, you mentioned a couple to
Yeah.
me in the email that I wanted to make sure we mentioned. Yeah, go ahead.
Right. Aunt Daisy, she lies in a completely anonymous plot, anonymous though she has a headstone, but it's become rather hard to read. It's down a little side track. Nobody goes there unless they're looking for their family plot in the area. You wouldn't realise that this huge media star of her day, over a 30-year period, is lying quietly there with her father and her brother. And so people of my generation, of a certain age, who grew up in New Zealand listening to the radio, particularly during the school holidays when mum would have had it going, we remember Aunt Daisy. She was an enormous part of our daily life when we were at home. Maybe we were at home sick. And then, of course, as you were talking about yesterday, the dramas came up, and it always makes me laugh because in our family they were known as the stories of human cornflakes, because one of them was introduced as the story of human conflict. So Aunt Daisy is one that I only need mention to people who are coming on our tour called Heroines and Housewives, and they immediately, all those of a certain age and who grew up in New Zealand, go, oh, let's go to Aunt Daisy now.
Yeah, great.
And then they love to repeat her catchphrase and talk about their memories of her.
We're out of time, Barbara. Can you tell people where they can find more information about your services?
Yes, our website, www.friendsofkaroricemetery.co.nz. I think you'll put that on your page.
Yeah, we've got a link to it. How often do you do the tours?
At least once a month, but we're very open to all suggestions and we're available much more often than once a month.
Good stuff. Thank you so much for your contribution, Barbara, and thanks for getting in touch with me.
That's all right.